I'm Dr. Ralph Cordy, and I'm the head of science here at Astrium.
Internationally, there is a big buzz on at the moment. Curiosity Rover has got a lot of people excited, but what people don't realise is a part of Astrium has been a part of the story. It was there.
Yeah, that's right. Yesterday morning, during the excitement of the landing on Mars, backing up the American data relay, which was giving all the news about the landing, was a European satellite called Mars Express. And that actually started its life here in our factory in Stevenage and was launched in 2003. That was giving the Americans the security of ensuring that if there was any problem with their main satellite around Mars, we could secure their data and get it safely back to Earth.
The other thing that I wanted to ask you is, work's going on at the moment connected to Mars very, very closely. So there's been a renewed excitement or an increased motivation almost. It's not long now before Astrium will be in the news itself.
That's right. I mean, I got so excited at the US landing because I was imagining a few years' time, that's going to be us. That's going to be us with the tension, with the excitement of landing a rover vehicle onto Mars. We're, I suppose, about 6 years off our scheduled launch of the ExoMars mission with a rover vehicle led and developed by engineers here in Stevenage and with other companies across the UK and Europe. So it's almost like a rehearsal this week of what we're going to experience in a few years' time.
This Curiosity rover, it is the most ambitious, most expensive project. Now, NASA has a lot of money. Even with the cuts, they have a lot of money still. So how correct is it to assume that anything that Britain or Europe puts together could be as successful or could achieve nearly as much as what this might?
Well, I think Europe is cautious in what it does. It selects things that it does. It doesn't do perhaps as many missions. It doesn't put as much money into human spaceflight, very expensive aspects of space. But the missions it does do are absolutely first rate. And, for example, the ExoMars mission will be a tremendous mission. Collectively across Europe, we put a lot of money into things, more than we would want to afford from the UK alone. But together and with our collaborators, we are putting together some very impressive scientific and other missions in Europe.
This recent big news, has it almost sparked a type of space race? Is there sort of a rivalry between Europe and the United States now?
I think there's a benign rivalry between the engineers. Of course, we see what an amazing feat they did landing this huge, nearly one-ton vehicle on the surface of Mars and the complex, amazing landing system they used. So we're a little bit jealous about that, I'm sure. But it's a friendly rivalry. We work with them very well when we need to work with them with us. So I think it's a very positive relationship.
Have there been renewed efforts to work any quicker to get things closer to what the deadlines may have been?
Well, we've got our own schedule to work to, and that's linked to financing. It's linked to basically the orientation of the planets. There are certain slots you've got to meet to get to Mars, and we've got a slot waiting for us in 2018, and we really want to meet it.